Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Okay. So, today I would like to share with you one thing. Or maybe I would like you all to talk first. Somebody will talk first. So today our concern and discussion is, what should we do when we are in a very helpless position? What should we do when we are helpless? So any suggestion from you? Can anyone say? Come on, be spotting. When you are in a helpless position, when you are facing a problem which you cannot face, you don't know what to do, then how? Is there anything that you can help yourself? Okay, Sally, Sarah. Don't do anything. Okay. Then what about your mind? How should you? How should you take care of your mind? Find help from yourself. 自责的帮助, okay. Find the help from wise men. Okay, good. This is a very good suggestion. What else? 找出问题的原因, okay. Okay, find the answer. Find what is the cause of this problem. Okay, good. 心放空, okay. Yeah, you let your mind dwell in emptiness. Okay, what else? 来什么借什么, okay, good, good. So basically, you're quite well trained. You know, more or less you know how to. So now I just want to summarize, just mention a few things important. When I say helpless means you have done all, whatever, you just don't know what to do. And that happened, first rule, when you don't know what to do, remember, guard your own ego. Dwell in selflessness, non-self understanding, or emptiness. They are all the same, whatever we say. Why? So why we want to dwell in emptiness, non-self? Because when we have an ego, we cannot know how to solve problem. We cannot see. We cannot see how to solve problem. We cannot see. Maybe the problem can be solved. Maybe. Maybe still got some hope. But because we have an ego, our perception, sanya, our perception is distorted. Then we cannot see clearly. Even if it is possible to solve, we cannot solve. But if we dwell in emptiness and non-self, then there's a hope that we can see more clearly. So the first thing is empty yourself, your ego. Just empty. Then check the second thing, attachment. Of course, when you really can penetrate non-self and see, naturally no attachment can arise. But this is double check. Sometimes, even though you tell yourself, I'm selfless, I'm egoless, sometimes still some attachment, still not fully egoless, not fully selfless. So the attachment may still be there. Attachment to yourself, to other people, to the problem, to this and that. Something. No attachment, no suffering. So again, you check. As a second checklist. Second in the checklist. Check attachment. Do I have attachment? If I have, then solve this attachment first before you solve any problem outside. If we don't solve this attachment, also we cannot see things clearly. We cannot see things clearly. And we may get emotional. Greed may arise, anger may arise. So be careful. Non-self, selflessness, is the same. Or emptiness, they are all the same. We are using different words to say the same thing. So really, when you feel empty and selfless, your mind is like the space. Look for such quality. And you really have no attachment, again, your mind is like the space. Very free. So naturally, when your mind is like the space, dwelling in non-self and no attachment, detachment, then your mind is like the space, very free. And when your mind is very free, look for the third thing. The third thing you'll notice, your feelings cannot be wrong. You will have calm and peaceful feeling. So look for this. If you don't find calm and peaceful feelings in your mind, then try to do something. Reflect on the Dhamma. Take your teacher in front of you. This is a space. Space is our teacher. Because they teach us how to take care of our mind in order to make your mind really strong and not easily hurt and harm. Only the mind which is stiff that can easily hurt. If a mind is like a space, even though you suffer, whatever suffering you undergo, the mind will not suffer. It's like Arahant's mind. Very difficult, but we try. If you can do one, you do. Every little bit you can do, it helps you. Give you a little bit strength, whatever. Whatever strength you can get. So look for this. Okay, this is something you can do. At least when we dwell in non-self, dwell in detachment, and dwell in like the pure feelings, then we are in the whether we can solve the problem is another thing. But definitely we put our mind in such a position that we can endure in the best way. Tolerance can arise naturally. Patience, forgiveness naturally can come. So you see, a lot of good qualities will come if you only take care of these things. Non-self, no attachment, and have pure feelings. But actually non-self is enough. If you have really non-self, then all other things come naturally. So the passive endurance already there. So you see, in time of adversity, in time of difficulty, in time of challenge, and we can still bring out the best in us, and we regard others with goodness, bring welfare to other people, do something good. That is great merit. You see, many people want to do merit, they want to do good things, but only when they feel good, they are happy. This is not the highest class of merit. The great merit comes many times more powerful if we can perform our merits in difficult time, when we are very tired, when we are weak. If even at that time you can guard your mind and bring out good qualities, loving kindness, generosity, selflessness, and then to do something good for others, for the welfare of others, you'll find such merit is tremendous power. It's splendid. And such merit will come sometimes. Sometimes even then it will turn the tide. But if it doesn't turn, it doesn't matter. Still, such merit is very powerful. So next, when you are very helpless, these things you miss, must take care. Maybe you want to do something. Maybe you want to take some action to help yourself or help others. Two as important principles you need to take care. One, abide by Dhamma, natural law. You must abide by Dhamma. If you do not abide by Dhamma, then at that time, actually when we are very helpless, we need, sometimes nothing can help us. Dhamma can help us. That is the time we need the protection of Dhamma. So, in order to get the protection of Dhamma, we must protect our Dhamma within. We must protect and make sure our action is in accordance with Dhamma. And if we abide by Dhamma, then Dhamma will help us. Whether immediately or later. But at least that's the best we can do to make sure we are right at the causes. So okay, at that time you just ask, what is the Dhamma involved in this matter, in this situation, in this high time? So at that time, the suggestion saying that get the help of wise people. That's very important. If you want to get the help of wise people, okay, who is the wise people? Of course, the best is the Buddha. If you look at the suttas, and you go to the teachers, and look at the correct interpretation of the suttas, so get the higher wisdom to help you. This is to make sure you really know what is the Dhamma involved, what are the causes and effect, what are the causes for the good result. Okay, you must really understand. And then, the second principle, whatever you do, whatever action you do, you take, must be in accordance to, must fit the conditions and the situations. You notice that many people, when they're down and out, when they are suffer back karma, when they are very in low tide, when they are not feeling good, when they are very, we call unfortunate, bad fortune, misfortune is happening, people tend to make more mistakes. They tend to rush around, do this, do that, without having a clear mind, they want to take action. Usually such people, they are falling from one hot span to another hotter span. Why? Because when misfortune is coming to us, bad things are happening to us, there is a time very easy to make mistakes. So, what can we do? Even you know the cause and effect, sometimes you may not know the conditions. If you do not understand the conditions involved in the matters, in the situation, you will not get the right timing to act. In order to get the right timing to make the action, timing is very important. And to know the right timing, you must know the conditions. If you do not understand conditions, you will not be able to catch the right timing. So timing is very precious and very important. So at that time, how to understand various conditions? Okay, if you are practitioners, sometimes you can meditate and try to investigate. For those who have practiced high, they can develop this ability more and more. Through meditation, sometimes it helps. But if not, get a friend. Discuss with another person in a wise man or a friend from another position. Try to see things from another position. Discuss with this person, that person, that person. Why? Because when misfortune happen to us, usually our bad karma is also ripening. But you find from another person to discuss with you, another person is not involved in, maybe not involved in that karma. Try to find someone from another, not involved in the same type of karma. So if you find people not involved in that karma, so usually that person will see things from different perspective. It's just like no matter how clever you are, our eyes cannot see our own back. Right or not? You need someone else to help you to see your own back, whether what you have at your own back. Same. Sometimes we need our friends to tell us what is the situation, how is it. But it must be pure friends. If the friends is also emotional, don't listen to their friends. We can only trust people who is calm. Similarly, we can only trust ourselves when we are calm. If we are not calm, if we get emotional, don't trust ourselves. When other people are emotional, don't trust them. It's very clear. Whether ourselves or other people is the same. Anybody fall into great emotions, you cannot trust. But if a person is free from emotions, calm and clear, then it is good. Usually such a discussion is very very beneficial. Always remember this principle. Never trust anybody dwelling in wrong feelings. If a person is in wrong feelings, angry, sad, fear, don't trust such a person. For yourself, if you find yourself fearful, sorrowful, and then also unhappy, don't trust yourself. Same. In order to protect ourselves from making more mistakes, we must wait and let our mind dwell like the space, and then let the bad things, bad energy pass. After the bad energy pass, that is the time we can really exercise our wisdom. Then, one more thing is always important. Keep a clear mind. clear mind is forever correct. Whenever the mind is not clear, don't do anything. Go to sleep. Go to meditate. Don't talk to anybody. Lock yourself in a room. Of course, if you are associating with your teacher and with the wise man, there's no problem. Because usually a teacher and wise man, they can bear your problems. They can take, even though you get emotional, they will not get emotional. They will have this ability to protect you. So that is okay. But if you associate with another person, you may make more mistakes. If you make mistakes in front of a teacher, still, no matter what happened, teachers are always compassionate to students. So they always forgive you. But if you make serious mistakes, outside sometimes they don't forgive you. You make a mistake, then you're finished. So be careful. So keep a very clear mind. How to keep a clear mind? Very simple. Let go of the past and future. Just dwell in the present moment, here and now. No matter how hard the time is, no matter how difficult life is, if we dwell in this present, here and now, it's only one moment. When we dwell in this single one moment, you see, when you dwell in one moment, no matter what misfortune or how what hardship happened to us, it is not so bad, not so serious, not so heavy. So it is easier to bear. It's easier to keep a clear mind. But if you think about past and future, you worry about past and future, your mind can never get clear. So remember that. If we take care of our present moment, here and now, future will be always better. But if we cannot take care of this moment, this here and now, future will is because we destroy present moment, future is will only be worse. It's not easy to be good. So remember this. Okay, so remember, very easy. Few things. First, dwell in non-self. No attachment, no bad feelings. If it is bad feelings, don't do anything. So this is a passive effort. Then, always correct to do something good for other people. When you're helpless, you still do something good. There's always something you can do. If you really cannot do, your hands and legs are tied up, suppose, you can still think about something good. Have loving kindness, spread love to whoever, to enemies, to anybody. That's always correct. So I just to tell you regarding being kind to other people in hard time. Look at what our Bodhisattva do. At one time when our Bodhisattva, he was a king. He was so loving, so kind a king. So his name was spread far and wide. So the neighbor, they thought this king is useless. He's soft, so soft. So I can come and conquer his country. So came all the way. And this king didn't want to fight. Our Bodhisattva, he didn't want to fight. So the other king came all the way and went into the palace and catch the king, tie him up, and take away his wife, his queens, all the his country, everything, his wealth, and then throw him into the jail, into the prison. And what our Bodhisattva did? Our Bodhisattva, instead of getting angry or sad, he just really loving kindness. He couldn't do anything at that time. You can't do anything, you are completely helpless. So he really loving kindness to this king, this bad king. So at that time, this bad king, he felt very bad. He couldn't tolerate, he felt very, not having peace. He couldn't have peace. So when he couldn't have peace, so he started to ask, why this thing suddenly happened to me? Then one of the ministers said, because you have offended a very good man, a very good king. Because of that, this is bad thing is happening to you. Then at that time, somebody ran from the prison to come and report to the king. Now this king is floating in the air, and so bright, So this king was very surprised. So he went to the prison to see. Actually, our Bodhisattva was floating in the air. So happy because he was meditating. Then he asked the Bodhisattva, why? When everyone suffer losses in life, they will feel very bad. Why you don't feel bad? He said, what can I do? When you are in a helpless situation, nothing you can do. You can only tolerate. By feeling sad and feeling bad, it doesn't help. So this is the wisdom we must cultivate. You know, feeling sad and getting angry, it doesn't have to solve problem better. It doesn't make things better. So we must have the wisdom. If what can be solved, we solve. If cannot solve, we keep our mind peaceful. That is what we should do. Instead, we should think of doing something good. And look at what our Bodhisattva did. Even when he couldn't do anything, he could still practice metta. Loving kindness. That we must do. So remember, when you are very helpless, remember, if you want to do any action, maybe some action can be taken. You must make sure you do it in accordance to Dharma. And then you must make sure it is the time, right time. Check the conditions first. And then keep the mind pure and bright. So you must always try to be more mindful and more aware and more alert. Keep the mind pure and more alert. And then moment to moment we live. Moment to moment. Then when in time of difficulty, if you live only this single moment, only this present moment, a lot of difficulty will pass. Sometimes they will pass because naturally the karma will be exhausted, they will pass. Sometimes because of our virtues, because our Dharma strength increase, also problems sometimes come to pass. Remember this. So remember, sometimes problems get solved because naturally nothing is permanent in this world. So it will get solved by itself. Sometimes it gets solved because of the power of Dharma gets stronger. Our Dharma strength increase. Because our Dharma strength increase, also problem gets solved. So, but whatever it is, solved or not solved, we must always guard our Dharma, our power of Dharma. So if guard our Dharma, this present moment, we have the power of Dharma, and this present moment, we are creating new good karma, powerful karma. So we are here to learn Dharma. We have given up so much, the worldly sensual pleasures, enjoyment. We lead this brahmacharya life, the recluse life. Make sure we remember our purpose, for what we are coming here. And then let's remember, we must always grow in this power of Dharma. And the Dharma, the virtues, the loving kindness, all the good things, good Dharma that we practice, we must always strengthen them. Not only we know them, we must strengthen the power of it. We can only strengthen the power of it in more and more challenging situation, more and more difficult time. Look at the classification of parami. There are three classification of parami, you see. Parami is extremely good karma, punya, that can really bring us to the liberation of suffering, to be free from the cycle of birth and death, free from samsara. This we call parami. And of course, the selfless, free from the taints of wrong view, free from taint of ego, free from the taint of craving, and this is parami. Very powerful punya. And in this parami, there are three types, you see. Ordinary parami, intermediate parami, upa parami, then the ultimate parami, high parami, paramata parami. Look at it. If we understand this classification, then we understand why it is very important for us to guard our Dharma in difficult time. You see, the parami, ordinary parami like dana, sila, is, I want to be good, I want to be generous, I want to be kind. Ordinary time. In difficult time, is you can even sacrifice your internal organ for your parami, upa parami. If you can even sacrifice your life to guard this Dharma, then it's paramata parami. So you see, the parami become more powerful in higher class when we actually face greater challenge, when we have to make greater sacrifice. That is the time parami becomes stronger. So we should learn to cultivate goodness in difficult times, because that definitely strengthens our merits. So cherish good time, difficult time. Don't let a crisis go to waste. That's what they say. Now in America they say, don't let the crisis go to waste. When it's in difficult time, don't waste it. You are wasting difficult time. Don't waste your difficult opportunity. Because of difficulty, we develop greater power of Dharma. So don't let this opportunity slip past your hands. Grab it properly. So, with this understanding, let's tell ourselves, we must learn to develop, cultivate great Dharma in difficult time. We must train this ability. If we can train up this ability, then our Dharma will be really strong. Then we will really see the power of Dharma in our life. So with this, I wish all of you always progress in Sila Samadhi Panya, virtues, concentration and wisdom. May you grow and progress in Samatha Vipassana, and then may you always fulfill all your noble wishes and eventually come to realize Magapala Nibbana. Ittavata ca amehi sambadam punya sampadam sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhiya. Ittavata ca amehi sambadam punya sampadam sabbe bhuta anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhiya. Ittavata ca amehi sambadam punya sampadam sabbe satta anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhiya. Idam me nyati nam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Idam me nyati nam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Idam me nyati nam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Kappa satta sahasani sola sabbe asankaye. Sambaram bodhi sambare agato jati jati su. Nyato bunda bhavaya bandha kappe idanti me. Bodhi sato javete yo punyam me anumodatu. Asming vihare chara me addivata ca devata. Anumoditva imam punyam rakkhanda jina sasana. Sabbe sata ca manjata hita ca hita ca me. Anumoditva imam punyam bhujantu amatam pada. Imina punya kamme nama me bala samagamo. Sattam samagamo hotu yava nibbana patiya. Idam me punya asava kaya vaham hotu. Idam me punya nibbana sapacayo hotu. Mama punya bhagam sabba sattanam bhajima. He sabbe me samam punya bhagam labantu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.